As the residents of Chapel Hill know well, there are certain things about a college town you can count on. The leaves turn as the football season heats up. There's intellectual chat in the corners of the coffee shops, and there's a good chance that your waitress is nearly done with her Ph.D. in quantum physics. And as producer Alex Granados has found, if you work in the emergency room of a college town hospital, there's something else you can count on, dealing with the fallout of drunken debauchery.
Take Halloween, for instance. Every year, thousands of people converge on Franklin Street to party.
It's treacherous.
Jeff Phillips works at UNC Hospital's Department of Emergency Medicine.
I'm the night supervisor, so I usually have a little more extra staffing on nights than I typically do. One area closes at midnight, and so I just have an extra staff person to keep that area open and put all the the drunk tank over there where people get kind of sleep it off a little bit.
Over the years, emergency personnel have developed strategies to lighten the burden on nights like Halloween. Dr. Judith Tintinelli.
Paul Hinchy tonight is on Franklin Street to set everything up so that they'll do simple suturing evaluations on Franklin Street to keep the load out of the ED if at all possible.
But staff handling patients on Franklin Street are soon overwhelmed. Eventually, patients come to the emergency room. Jeff Phillips.
It's gotten a little better before 2 o'clock, but at 2 o'clock they close. And after that, for the last few years, they've been bringing them in by busloads. What happens is people get drunk and they walk in front of a car, they get hit by cars, they fall off poles where they're trying to climb a pole and they fall off of it, climbing through trees and falling out of the trees, or people, a lot of assaults happen too.
Dr. Cherry Hobgood says that Halloween isn't all horror and mayhem.
Well, usually Halloween can actually be a lot of fun because the people come in costumes and they're all excited. It's a very festive party atmosphere.
But as the night goes on, the festive spirit goes out as the patients start rolling in.
He has decided to drink quite a bit tonight, and now he's having feelings of wanting to hurt himself because of it. And I'm not sure that seems to be the pattern tonight. Everybody wants to drink and then kill themselves.
When the bars close at 2 a.m., patients arrive in droves. As soon as one ambulance leaves, another one pulls up. Quickly, space runs out.
Heather, come to the charge desk, Heather. Well, I need to start lining up some beds, but I don't have enough beds. Well, they're full of reminder crawlers.
Beds have to be wheeled in from the empty pediatric wing of the emergency department for the drunk college students.
Where were you born? When were you born? It's your birthday. You'll stop doing that. What year?
Tell me what year were you born? Huh? What year were you born?
The ER staff tells me that if you're working Halloween, or the night the Tar Heels win a national championship, you have to keep your sense of humor intact. After all, it's hard to keep a straight face when Wonder Woman staggers by asking if you've seen her bracelets. But even good humor gives way to frustration during a 12-hour shift.
You know, I've got patients who are medically sick who need, you know, real medical attention. I have all these drunk people come in here who's taking their beds, and so the other people are having to suffer for it. Because, you know, I can't put her in triage like this, you know.
As New Year's Eve approaches, the emergency department staff doesn't expect to see any superheroes, but the drunk college students will keep coming. As surely as college students like to party, medical students need to be trained.
Oh, me.
Alex Granados is a graduating senior from UNC who refrains from drunken debauchery. This is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow.